we just did an update on our Facebook page, and so we decided to put the level as of today and some other years, like last week on the 20th, then level reach in 2017, 2019, and the forecast for Wednesday, the 3rd of May. So to see, for the people to see the difference, if this forecast on Wednesday reaches 108.40, that's lots of water. Mm. The rain has been affecting this all weekend, and the Lac Coulonge is really swelling up, the Ottawa River, so it could be, the levels are still above the major flooding threshold because of all the readings you could see on the update, but we do ask neighbors and relatives and friends to assist the people at risk. And please contact the office if you are leaving your home to stay elsewhere due to the flood, because it is important for us to know that because of our emergency services. If our fireman needs to go and check the water, they know there's nobody in the house. So not to look for somebody that's not there. If this goes up to 108.40, then we will have other roads closed. Thomas Lafayette starting at Decay, then another place where Thomas Lafayette is already cut, blocked completely with cement blocks, and Chemin Esprit already flooded, Chemin Léonard, Chemin Pearson, and Chemin de la Passe. These are the roads that are normally flooded at the announced levels, and there is already bags filled with sand at the sand pit at 32 Chemin du Lac La Truite. Piles of sand and empty bags have been installed in La Paz and Davidson sectors for the use of those affected. As for the Clunch River is concerned, a second peak is announced, but it is well below the flow rate that reached us on April the 19th. So what I mean with that, on April the 19th, it was 631...
cubic meters?
Yes, cubic meters. Thank you.
Nice.
And what they told us today, so what I repeat is the information I get from CEPRO. Everybody can go on that website and check. So, I mean, it should stay under 400. So that's a big difference from 160, from 631. If you find yourself in immediate danger, please do not hesitate to call 911. If you don't have a place to go, call us and let us know. We try to help you.